As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Later tonight, 7:30 our time, it'll be the Minnesota Timberwolves and LA Lakers in Game 1. And to talk more about that, someone who's covered the Timberwolves all season long for FanDuel Sports Network, analyst Kevin Lynch joins us. Kev, good to visit with you.
Steve, it's always good to hear your voice. And I know I texted you recently about a great Italian joint downtown Anoka, Barzini's. I don't know if you've eaten there.
I have not.
Oh, my God, Barzini's. It's downtown Anoka. Great pasta, great breadsticks. Dude, you got to get there, like, tonight. I'll meet you there in a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm a driver tonight, unfortunately. I've got to take two women that I live with to Kendrick Lamar tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Really? Oh, that sounds exciting. Is there going to be like a capacity crowd there for this concert?
I think it's 100% sold out. Now I haven't checked, but yeah. So we're going to leave early and get downtown and find a place to park. I may need a small loan to afford the park.
Oh yeah. Well, here, I'll just send me your Venmo and I'll send okay. you like a couple $100.
Yeah, I may need
guys,
it.
You guys have a great time tonight.
Timberwolves, Lakers, and the NBA television, the game's on ABC tonight. They got to love this. Luka Doncic, the LA Lakers, Doncic, a big part of the reason why the Dallas Mavericks a year ago knocked off the Timberwolves in the NBA Western Conference Finals. You have Anthony Edwards. I mean, there's a ton of star power in all of this. What a first-round matchup, Timberwolves-Lakers starting tonight.
Now, you know, with that said, you know, the teams went 2-2. They played four times this year, the Wolves and the Lakers, 2-2. Can't judge a whole lot on it because Doncic didn't play for the Lakers the first three games. In the fourth game, he did. But then the Wolves had, you know, I don't think Julius Randle didn't play. You know, they got some guys missing. So this is a fascinating matchup to me. And I tell you what, the Wolves can win this series, and I know everybody's predicting the Lakers, higher seed, star power, I get that, but I think this is going to be a great series. I think it's got a good chance to be very entertaining, whether the Wolves win or lose, and the NBA, like you said, they love it with LeBron James at 40 years old, and Doncic, and all the hype around that trade in Dallas, and then facing Minnesota and with the Mavericks last year in the Western Conference Finals, and it's a dream come true. And by the way, Steve, you mentioned that the series, one of the series that I'm super interested in kind of paying attention to, is that Detroit Nick series. You know, obviously Karl-Anthony Towns, but Detroit that's a tough customer team right there. That's going to be fun to watch. But, yeah, it's going to be super interesting to kind of pay attention to the Wolves and Lakers, and I can't wait for it to get going.
Yeah, and the Timberwolves certainly had their ups and downs this year early. You know, there was a lot of good play, and then there were stretches where it's like, what's going on with these guys?
Yeah.
But if you look at when the Timberwolves played well and they made a commitment to defense and share the ball and not turn it into in the final 2 minutes where Ant's playing hero ball, they really are a team that could get on another run if they play together on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at a couple hours ago. I was just kind of looking at some stats before the series starts tonight, and I was looking at net rating. You know, they have an offensive net rating, you have a defensive net rating, which I don't even know all the calculations of how you get this rating exactly, but it's basically, you know, the top offensive teams are at the top of that offensive net rating, the top defensive teams, da da da, and then you have a total net rating where you mix together your offense and defense net rating. And the top three teams in the NBA for the regular season, it was Oklahoma City, Cleveland, and Boston. The top three teams as far as records after the regular season finishes. Number four, Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, that's interesting to me because, to me, that shows that the Wolves are maybe better than what their record indicates, and the Wolves are a top eight team in offense as far as their rating and a top six team defensively. So, it's going to be, can the Wolves handle the moment? That's going to be maybe the biggest thing for me, the kind of the overall general thing, because the Wolves did not handle the moment with Dallas last year in that West Finals. So, can they handle the big stage in L.A. and nationally televised games and just kind of can enough of their players play well? Edwards is going to play well. He's going to be double and triple teamed the entire series. But can Julius Randle consistently play well against his former team? And then guys like can Gobert kind of, you know, put his stamp on this series as well and dominate inside? And can Jaden McDaniels be a consistent offensive threat? And the Wolves, again, have enough talent to play well on both ends to make this a series, but maybe win the series too. So, this is fascinating to me.
Yeah, and a final thought on all of that. I think the Timberwolves certainly are a deeper team. You've got one of the all-time greats in LeBron James, and I know he has his detractors, but you look at the body of work, and I think you can be, and it's fair to be critical of the way he moved around, moved to Miami, and then back to Cleveland, ultimately out to L.A., and so on and so forth. But, you know, still an all-time great player. And then Doncic, when he's healthy, is a great player.
Yeah, and he kind of distorts your defense because, you know, he's a guy that, you know, you run that simple pick and roll just like he did with the Mavericks last year in the playoffs, and then he gets hot, and then he gets cocky and arrogant and all this kind of stuff. And then that's one thing, you know, he's a great player, Doncic, a great offensive player. Defensively, he can be a liability, so that can be an issue. But I kind of get tired. He can be a baby.
Yeah.
And he gets arrogant. He starts yapping to the crowd and all this kind of stuff. So I get kind of tired of that. But yeah, when he gets rolling offensively, he's hard to stop. But you know, the Lakers really have, you know, James, Doncic, and Austin Reeves are really their only three consistent offensive threats. The other guys are kind of come and go. But if the Wolves defense can kind of keep track of them and play better against Doncic than they did a year ago, I think the Wolves' defense can kind of dictate where this series goes.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Once again, tonight, ABC prime time, Timberwolves and Lakers game one. They won't go again until Tuesday. They kind of spread these games out. And I actually like that you're not getting, you know, every other day. I think the fans deserve rested players in the playoffs, so I don't mind they stretch it out and the teams go in and don't have that excuse where it's kind of like they are fully rested when they go in game two, for instance.
Yeah, big time. I mean, that allows a guy like Chris Finch to shorten up the players that you're playing. It gives you guys, you know, 2 days rest in between games. That's good for Edwards because he's going to be working hard the entire series. So I like, and plus it's the NBA doing that too, Steve. They think this could be a quick series, so they're going to stretch out the games a little bit more, thinking the Lakers could win in four or five. But having extra days off in between is good for the Wolves because, you know, 82 games is tiring, especially for your best player, Edwards, who needs a rest at times. So I think that can be a good thing for Minnesota.
Well, Kev, always good to visit with you. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Enjoy the concert.
Yeah, there he is, Kevin Lynch, joining us, FanDuel Sports Network.